Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram. Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and mind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhi wa Ridwan. Marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We welcome our viewers and listeners of Madini Channel to another fantastic weekly program called Reformation of the Ummah. This is the platform where, subhanAllah, hearts are inspired, minds are awakened, and lives are transformed. SubhanAllah. Tonight, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we will be discussing one of the greatest and important subjects of all times. And subhanAllah, that is the topic of us respecting parents in modern age. Jihad, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, in an era where technology is louder than wisdom, where gadgets are loved more than people, Allahu Akbar, and where parents are often neglected in the rush of modern life, Allahu Akbar. We need to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the pleasure of parents next to His own pleasure, subhanAllah. To shed light on this discussion, on this topic, subhanAllah, for tonight, we are honored once again to be joined by our standard feature, mashallah, our guest who is with us, our beloved Mawlana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah, a man whose words touch our hearts and whose guidance reforms souls. MashaAllah, we warmly welcome our honorable, beloved Mawlana Sahib to this program once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. JazakAllah for the lovely introduction to give me du'as in that direction.
MashaAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. Yes, Mawlana Sahib, this is the platform where we are, of course, discussing these matters, as I often even remind the viewers of Madini Channel that this is the reformational program, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely. Alhamdulillah.
We discuss matters that will change our lives, change situations. Yes. And yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, if you want to measure the state of a nation, then look at how it treats its parents. Wow. A society that honors parents will flourish with khair and barakah and blessings, but a society that neglects them will collapse spiritually. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to serve our parents with love, humility and respect, dear viewers. SubhanAllah. How do we get to this point? Thus, we have this program in place, mashallah, azza wa jalla. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there. Kindly watch tonight's event and program. Share this with others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And watch this program with good intentions as well. Before we go any further into our discussion, ya Sayyidi, how is Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, Allah Ta'ala's karam upon us.
SubhanAllah. So, Mawlana Sahib, we are living in today's day and age of technology, gadgets, and the fast life, Allahu Akbar. So, what does Mawsab think with regards to how are children of today drifting away from their parents, ya Sayyidi?
Yes, that is true. Actually, we are living in a very fast-paced life, and I think that's actually the cause, among the causes, of children drifting from their parents. We came from, if we look towards our parents' time or grandparents' time, alhamdulillah, they might have not had as much of the luxuries that we have today, but their lives weren't as busy as our lives are today. And there are many positives as well with regards to our, you know, day and age, our era. However, there are many negatives as well. You'd find that in today's time, we are working with computers, we are sitting with our tablets and TV screens, we are working with our cellular phones.
Yes.
And we tend to take our work everywhere and take our home everywhere. And lots of our communication actually is done over either texting or voice messages or over cellular calls, you know, phone calls. I think in this busy environment that we have, that we are taking work everywhere, we're taking home everywhere, we're carrying our responsibilities no matter where it is that we go, people get so drowned in the pace of this life that they forget what is important in this life.
I agree.
And therefore, bonds like family bonds, and most importantly from the entire family bond, the bonds that we are supposed to have with our parents, that tends to suffer. Yeah. And thus, you find that children tend to stray, children are drifting away from their parents.
Allah,
it's an unfortunate reality that, yes, parents are often not as, you know, how can I say, if I say not as technologically advanced, it may not sound very positive. But it's actually quite positive for them because they get a lot done with their lives, alhamdulillah. But parents tend to not be as tech savvy as their children. So they tend to have that free time. And when they try to have that free time, and even if they don't have the free time, they make that free time. That's a beautiful thing of them, alhamdulillah. They make that free time, but because children are so involved in so much more, they don't tend to give time to those parents. So what happens is you have parents that are sitting and waiting. Not just waiting, but yearning for some time from their children, but it becomes very difficult on the side of the children. Now, we're not lashing out at anybody to say that, no, you are doing wrong and why you're doing the wrong, but rather this program is to motivate ourselves and our viewers to point us in the right direction that if we are making mistakes, today let's identify those mistakes. And once we identify those mistakes, let us make the niyyah to correct those mistakes, to make things better, inshallah. And I'm hopeful that some good reformation for us all will come out of today's discussion.
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib, very positive. And what Mawlana Sahib has mentioned is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is also this, that Mawlana Sahib, children are busy with careers.
Yes.
They are busy with their gadgets, their friends, their life.
Mm.
And all parents are sitting in a corner waiting for to see their children.
Mm.
And this is the state of the parents of today. You know, it is said that Mawasab, the nursing homes are filled with forgotten parents.
Oh.
The nursing homes are filled with forgotten parents because children of today do not have the time to go and visit their parents. I have heard of a story recently in one country where a mother awaited her son in one of the nursing old age homes. And it was her last moments, almost you know, many years of her last ages of her life she spent in the nursing home. And it is said that when she awaited for her son and when there was no sign of him coming, then she left a note for him.
Allah.
He did reach up there for her janaza to take her body and sort out all of that. But the note stated that, son, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. I know that you are busy, but I just wanted to see you one last time before I leave this world. That man who could not find 9 minutes of his time to look after that woman or to see that woman who looked after him for 9 months in her womb, Ya Sayyidi. He could not find that 9 minutes that he could have spared his mother. And in return, she carried him for 9 months. And there are numerous stories of this nature, which will really shatter the heart and make us sad. And others who would hear these stories would also become upset. But yes, Sayyidi, we are facing a reality that children of today, and especially in the very beginning, I would also like for Mawasab to shed some light with regards to parents who single-handedly raise and nurture their children. Because of some reason, husband and wife went through some divorce, because of which either the child will be taken care of by the father or either by the mother. Either one of them will take custody of the child. Once they have got custody, the child is now split between two people. And many a times, the mother, if she is responsible now for caregiving and for taking care of this child, they will have to undergo numerous challenges, Ya Sayyidi, from finding money to raising them up for the care, maintenance care that's given from the father's side. So on and so forth. And they struggle to raise up money, to give them good education, to give them good tarbiyah, good, you know, upbringing. And when such a child becomes a doctor, finally one day after such a huge struggle that either one of them, either the father had to go through or the mother had to go through, such children give their parents a hard kick. And trust me, Mawlana, stories are not just new from our pockets. These are common stuff. Almost every second, third home is suffering from matters and situations of this nature. Many of the children go to drugs. Many of them cause and they commit haram actions, they don't listen to their parents, they become rebellious, they become stubborn and arrogant, they bring bad friends to their homes and come. Many parents, many children, there was a case where this child would see other people in his home and he would ask his mother to excuse and go out of the home. And he would make his mother wait for hours outside whilst he's busy in the home. There are children like that, Ya Sayyidi. But there are parents who complain that I have left no stone unturned when it came to give the best training and upbringing for this child because his father left me when I had no job. But we raised him, we brought him up, we given him whatever he was. We tried to make sure that he was never short of anything during his upbringing stages. But such a child then grows up and he uses vulgarism on his parents, bad words, doesn't bless them with du'as. What's Mawsab's advice for such parents out there, firstly, who have to undergo this type of problem, Ya Sayyid?
Actually, it's a task for two parents to grow up a child. And in today's time, we have situations of one parent growing up a child. So where there's mother and father, it's not easy. But where there's only one parent, imagine how much more difficult that becomes. So firstly, we should appreciate those parents that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you are striving and you are trying, Allah bless you, Allah keep you steadfast. And especially those parents that are growing their children up single-handedly without the other parent, for whatever the reason might have been, everyone's life is different, they face different situations.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they don't give up on their children. They still strive. They go through difficulties themselves. You know, growing up a child alone, you will always go through difficulties. Because if you are working, then you are struggling for time for the child. If you are not working, then you are struggling for money for the child. And you are always caught between these things. And then over and above that, you still need to be able to give tarbiyah and training to that child. And it's unfortunate that something gets left behind. Now, we should not, you know, mix our appreciation with this. We must appreciate that, mashallah, many parents are striving very hard, and Allah bless them immensely. But look at the dangers and the difficulties that children go through as well due to this, which later translates into the difficulties that the parents will go through. If we are striving hard to give money, then sometimes we can't give time. If we're giving some time, then we struggle to give money. And within this whole buzz and this whole strife that we tend to go through, we have the children's tarbiyah that's often lacking. So sometimes, mashallah, some efforts are put to give that tarbiyah, but where do you give that tarbiyah when you don't have that time? It becomes Allah. Very difficult. And children lack either figure, a mother figure or a father figure.
Mm.
Then you find, maybe you don't realize it at the beginning of their childhood or in the initial ages. I'd say even up to 10 years old, you might not even realize it. But once they hit the teen years, 13, 14, 15, 17, 20, and they're growing, then you start to see there are huge gaps left in their child's life. When the child doesn't have, let's give the example of mothers single-handedly growing up their children. And really, you know, in English there's a saying, hats off to them, or salute to them, that mashallah, they do amazing work, that it's not an easy task. But when the child doesn't have a fatherly figure, that is there to, one, support, and number two, to be the guiding figure. And sometimes a little bit stern from time to time. Because some amount of honor, respect, the child needs to have, and at the same time, there should be some fear of disobedience, of straying in the wrong direction. And that's what a fatherly figure is to give.
Mm.
And therefore, sometimes you have, it's a very harsh reality that many people don't like to hear, but you have fathers that tend to walk away and not have much to do with the upbringing of the child. This is a problem because one day it's going to come back to bite. One day it's going to cause much difficulty. The child doesn't get to have that support structure. And later on, the mother that gives their life to the child, that gives everything that they can possibly give to the child, there comes the teen years of their child when the rebellion comes in and the mother loses control.
Allahu
Akbar. I've seen this in many, many situations, and it's a sad reality. Therefore, fatherly figure is important as much as motherly figure is important. Whether it be the father of the child or the uncle of the child, it could be the mother's brother, the mother's father, or the grandparent or some other family, some other relative of the child. But it's important for the child to have that fatherly figure, somebody who stands in place of the father if the father is not present, to take the child, to guide the child, to teach them salah, to teach them you know, how to be a good Muslim. And so these things are also important. At the same time, those fathers that are single-handedly growing up their children, then there's also, you know, certain need for a motherly figure. And subhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla, that can be even the sister of the father, the mother of the father. But someone needs to also guide in that direction. And then when we have both of these guidance, that there is the softness and there is the sternness and there is the financial support, and there's also the time given, and there's the tarbiyah, etc. Then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to find children growing up in the right direction and hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, acting upon the tarbiyah that has been given. Understand, parents must also understand now that money is not all that we need to give our children. We can't always buy everything. There's time that's needed. And there's examples that need to be set, not in a negative light, not in being harsh on your child, but the children watch everything that the parents are doing. They watch the lifestyle of the parents. Therefore, I think it's of utmost importance for parents to take a lot of care of the upbringing of their children as well as their own lifestyles that their children are watching as they're growing.
Subhanallah. So, Mawlana Sahib, the thing is that fathers out there should actually take charge. They should start taking responsibility. There are many fathers out there who have financial backing. They have the money. Due to some jealousy, some reason that they had with their wives at one stage in life, they want to put all the pressure even on the child.
This is not fair. Whatever the difficulty spouses could have gone through, that is the child of both of them. It's the father's child and it's the mother's child. So whatever the difficulty might have been, don't let it now affect the upbringing of the child. Don't let it now cause the child to be disadvantaged. Not just disadvantaged, you know, financially. It could be disadvantaged financially, but it could also be disadvantaged due to the lack of tarbiyah. So I think it's important that every person, you know, parenting is not for little children. Meaning the parents can't be like little children. You have to take responsibility in life. You have to stand up. You have to look at your responsibilities. These mindsets must be held in advance. That even if there is any difficulty in the marriage, we will not allow for the child's upbringing to go, you know, as they say in English, go down the drain. We will not let that happen. We will ensure that the child's upbringing happens well. So neither party should, you know, slack in responsibility, whatever your differences be. Responsibility is important. The right of that child is also important. The good tarbiyah is also important. It's the best gift you could have ever given, isn't it?
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah ﷺ taught us that the best gift that a father can give to their child is teaching them good manners. It wasn't just specifically related to education. It wasn't just related to money. It was related to good manners. And that is something of utmost importance for us to give our children. Then inshallah, we won't have the situations that with a very heavy heart, Mawlana Sahib had to mention to us just now.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In fact, I even admire children who are raised by grandparents at times, you know, because it's old school of thought, yesterday. The older generations have better tarbiyah as compared to the modern generation.
Right.
And unfortunately, we see that children of today, even if they had an opportunity of being raised by their grandparents, nana, nani, dada, dadi, you know, maternal side, paternal side, and yet they still lack this sort of respect, respecting parents in modern age. We're discussing, this is our theme and our discussion for today. But unfortunately, I have met with children who have been raised by their parents, or grandparents rather, should I say. And grandparents are at such a level where they cannot stand their own grandchildren any longer. That, you know what, it's better they get married and move on. It's better they just leave and go back to their parents. Because we have left no stone unturned as far as, you know, it came to raising this grandchild of ours. Because we know, we have experience as grandparents raising our own children. Maybe 5, 7, 10 of them. And it wasn't hard as raising our grandchild. Right. What are some of the reasons, Ya Sayyidi?
See, I know some of this that I'm about to say might sound a little harsh. I don't mean for it to be harsh, but sometimes you have to see things for the way they are. The world we're living in is a very different world to what it used to be 50, 60 and 70 years ago.
Right.
As Mawlana Sahib mentioned, the pace has changed. It's become very fast. Life has changed. The mindsets of the people have changed. Unfortunately, even morals and values have changed. Grandparents, when they were parents, could have been brilliant parents. When they were parents, they could have been brilliant parents. But parenting is one thing, and being a grandparent is something else. There's Alhamdulillah, take it as positive as well. There's a shafqa, there's a kindness, there's a softness in the hearts of grandparents. And therefore, you'll find that most grandparents, I'm not saying that this is always the situation, but most grandparents, they give that extra to their grandchildren even more than they gave to their children. I know children, not children anymore, they have their own children, but they say, you know, how my parents treat their grandchildren, they never treated me that way. The amount that they spoil them, they never spoiled me. What's the reason for that? It's because when they were looking after their own children, then they knew that the discipline of those children is in their hands. It's in their responsibility. And when they are looking after their grandchildren, then there's no longer disciplining like how they used to discipline their children. Now it's always kindness and softness. And children tend to love their grandparents because grandparents spoil them. They give them lots of love. They give them lots of attention, etc. However, it is parents who can hold the discipline. Many a times, I've noticed children who grow up under their grandparents, grow up with so much of love, so much affection, and so much of spoiling that they completely lose the discipline factor. Because the parents are going to hold on to that discipline factor. And when the parents are not in the picture, when they are away, when they are busy, then who will teach the child discipline? There isn't anyone there.
Very good point, Mom.
The grandparent thinks they're giving tarbiyah. In fact, they're giving lots of love. But the child is losing their tarbiyah. The child is losing their discipline. The child does not know how to be told no. Never heard the words no before, because everything they ask for from the grandparents, grandparents have the habit of giving. And they will keep giving, alhamdulillah. But when this child reaches their youth and they don't have that personality in their life, that when they say no, it is no. That personality that is firm. That's the point at which grandparents lose their grandchildren and the parents have lost their children. And so, don't neglect this. That grandparents want to give love, alhamdulillah. They should give their love. But parents must be in the picture. Parents must ensure that I will take the responsibility of training my child to become the person that I want them to be. As my parents took that responsibility for me, I will take that responsibility for my children. The parents, who grew the parents up? The grandparents grew the parents up, isn't it? Their own parents. They didn't rely on their grandparents to grow them up. And so why is it that now, after they've done so much to grow us up, we need them to have to grow their grandchildren up as well? Let us not be this way. I think one very important thing here is that, you know, is the center of this discussion that we had thus far is responsibility. Parents, take the responsibility. Don't leave the responsibility. Allah. Don't shirk the responsibility. MashaAllah, whatever it is that you are doing so far, many, many salutes, many, many salam. But responsibility is not to be left. Stay strong. Keep going. Do not slack in the tarbiyah of your children. And don't leave that training to anyone else. In this way, we might be thinking that, you know, our discussion is respecting parents in the modern age. This is the foundation for those same children to then respect their parents. If we don't have this foundation, we're going to end up with lots of complaints and lots of difficulties. Sometimes when it's quite late, I'm not saying too late, because sometimes changes can happen even late. But when it's quite late, then we tend to complain and then we tend to cry when the damage is done. But when these steps are taken, then inshallah azawajal, we won't reach that stage.
Al-Aman wal-Hafiz.
Ameen.
May Allah Kareem grant us safety and security, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us good children, pious awlad. And often make dua for this to happen, because yes, we are living in a modern age where WhatsApp has become louder than a mother's call, dear viewers. Instagram gets more likes than a father's advice. Allahu Akbar. And sadly, Allahu Akbar, many people end up posting the pictures of their parents after they pass away. That this is the janaza, this is the... These messages and such pictures circulate. You want to show the janaza crowd, you want to show how many people came. But they were never honored when they were living. Allahu Akbar. So we face these challenges, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What are the solutions to this problem? Maziyat sir, mashallah, shed some light on this matter. In the past, children lived to serve their parents. Allahu Akbar. We know of parents. We hear of stories. My father would tell me of how the past people lived to take care of their parents.
Yes.
You'll have, subhanallah, one parent that will take care of 10 children. And today's day and age is such that 10 children together cannot take care of their one parent. Allahu Akbar. Today, many children argue, insult, and abandon their parents. Abandon them, beat them, shout at them, disgrace them, embarrass them. Do not even consider their mashwara as anything. They'll get married without taking advice from their parents. They will buy cars and homes without seeking any advice from their parents. They will go for holidays without informing their parents. They will do the biggest of things, and they will share this with WhatsApp on their statuses, with their wives, with their friends, relatives, business partners. But the last people to know are my parents. We want the nazar of the whole dunya to touch us, but we don't want the duas of the parents. This is the modern age that we live in, where children cannot simply understand that the door that you are trying to break is the middle door to Jannah. The Jannah which you want to attain is beneath the feet of your mother. The children fail to understand this. Parents who made their children huffaz, ulama, muftis, Allahu Akbar, they don't suffer from this problem.
Alhamdulillah.
We should be really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's this beautiful deen that teaches us and gives us the way of life. Whatever career you choose, you want to be a son, Islam will teach you how to be a good son. Allahu Akbar. Be a father, Islam will teach you how to be a father, how to raise your children. Everything Every solution is in this beautiful deen of Islam. And whoever followed this completely, subhanAllah, he never faced any challenges.
Alhamdulillah. As you spoke now, you've given the problem and you've given a solution. Really speaking, the problem that we face in today's time is based on us as a community. Even if, let's say, a global community. That we haven't given our children the deen the way we're supposed to give them. That level of tarbiyah in the deen, that level of, you know, training in the deen. Because it's difficult for a parent to say, child, you must respect me. I know many parents will have difficulty in how do you command your child to show you respect? How do you command your child to show you obedience? How do you command your child to show you kindness? Because parents are like that. Parents are such, alhamdulillah, Allah's ihsan, Allah's favor upon us, that parents are givers. They're not takers. They only know how to give, and they give all their life. So they give kindness, they give love, but they're not there to take anything from their children. So they don't demand, give me money, often, most of the time. And if they demand, let me say that if it's for rightful, you know, if it's for their service, it's in the right course. They have the haq to demand. Parent has the right to say, oh my child, you must give me this, you must give me this, you must give me this. But it's the kindness that they're not demanding. So how are you then going to get respect, get honor, get, you know, kindness from your children without you commanding it? It's simple. It's simple. Islam made it simple. Usually it's difficult. Islam made it simple. How is it? Give them the deen of Islam. Give them tarbiyah, training regarding the deen of Islam. Give them knowledge of the Holy Quran, not just how to read, but to understand the Holy Quran. Give them the proper training that Islam teaches us to give them. Islam will teach them the rest.
Kya baat hai.
So subhanAllah, we tell our children that it is the Quran we have to hold on to. This is the Holy Quran. You teach them regarding the Holy Quran. You take Kanzul Iman Sharif translation of the Holy Quran and you teach them. You take Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan, it's found in English already, mashallah. Teach them. You teach them the Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as you learn. You teach them what Islam teaches them regarding their parents. You give them the Quran Sharif. You give them the Deen of Islam. From the same Quran Sharif, now when they are reading the Holy Quran, then they are going to read that Allah Azza wa Jal told us, I cannot even say uff to my parents. Now they are going to read that Allah Azza wa Jal taught me, that if my parents reach old age, I need to show them utmost respect. I need to show them utmost love, utmost kindness. Why? Because they are reading the Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal is giving all of this tarbiyah, this training, this ilm, this knowledge and this guidance
to
them.
Really.
So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if you want the best children, as best as, you know, they can be. Insan is like that we're not perfect. They'll still make mistakes. And mashallah, parents have such big hearts that no matter what mistake their child makes, they're there to say, if there's something they will say, it's, I forgive you, my child. Munasa told us such a touching story now, that the mother who yearned to see the child but didn't see the child left a note to say, I wanted to see you, but I know you were busy, I forgive you, my child. Mashallah, what hearts, subhanAllah, what hearts they have. So they're ready to forgive. But we shouldn't be doing those things that demand that we need to ask for forgiveness. We should be doing those things that result in us receiving dua. Duas of parents, how it's taken people. Munasab, if I may ask, I know, mashallah, you often ask me questions, but if I may ask, does Munasab maybe share some situation with us? That anything, maybe positive, maybe negative. I'd like to hear something positive. Did you ever see parents giving their children du'as that actually made positive impacts in their lives?
Allahu Akbar, so many, yes. You know, I meet old people and I really admire old people sometimes.
MashaAllah.
You know? I met somebody this weekend and who said to me, when I said to him, MashaAllah, you have excelled in business, in your career, MashaAllah, you have gone so far in life, you know. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that, you know, left his tongue was that this is the du'a of my mother.
Allahu.
I just have a fresh story over the weekend, you know. And he dedicated this to his mother, this tribute to his mother. And he was like, you know what, this is my mother's dua. She would often make dua for me to prosper. She knows the challenges I went through as a son, as a child. And she used to always tell me, no, my son, you made me happy. You got all my duas. My son, you have all my duas. And he cried, he teared, and he told me this. My mother would cry and say this to me. My son, you can never go down in life because you have my duas with you.
SubhanAllah.
And she said this with so much of yaqeen. And it's truth, truth, ma ki dua, jannat ki hawa. It is like the breeze of paradise, Ya Sayyidi, that comes and changes your entire life. Allah.
Wow.
And there's not one truth, but there are several people I have met in my life, and I have really seen the difference of how the dua of their parents really changed them, Ya Sayyidi. And subhanAllah, you know, I'm just thinking of two or three in my mind right now. I don't know which one to pick, choose and mention because of time. But subhanAllah, why not Huzur? The question is that when we know your parent can either be your Jannah or your Jahannam,
Allahu Akbar.
What have we chosen in our lives? This is the question actually. How is it possible that you have found your parents in old age and yet you did not gain Jannah? You did not get paradise. How is it possible? This is a question to ask. You know, sometime in front of friends, oh, my mother keeps on nagging. You know the old stories, just get it rest for now. Even friends know, okay, this mother nags all the time. He is very annoyed with his own mother. And these type of stories and other matters are discussed before friends, and this really breaks the heart of such parents. I have seen parents being embarrassed of their children in public. Mohsab asked me a question and I went from that question to another thing. But Sayyidi, this is all, you know, heartbreaking, and it really makes a person sad to see how a mother can complain. There was a mother that was embarrassed in the presence of many people when this 15-year-old child performed and threw a tantrum in front of his mother, showing his mother different signals and signs, being a Muslim child, 15-year-old child. And he was so disrespectful that I've seen tears in the eyes of his parents. And they just said, dua, dua, dua. We don't know where we went wrong. Because when he was 18, he had this. When he was 19, he had that. When he was 20, he had this. They name you all the achievements they have surprised him with. All the gifts that surprised him with at different ages in his life. That was it, somebody else's case, right? But this person here who's 15 years old was also a case that really shocked me. And same story as well. There's nothing short of that he has got in his life. Everything he's found for him. But at the end, Allahu Akbar, this is the treatment we give our parents. And this is the advice. This is the advice because our theme for tonight, Ya Sayyidi, is that respecting parents in modern age, we have all the technologies and the gadgets that will keep us away from respecting our parents. But the truth is, the truth and the ultimate truth is that, Ya Sayyidi, many of us, even after becoming old, many, many, many men out there who are 40 and they still disrespect their parents. There are many, many men out there who have reached their 50s and they still disrespect their parents. We are speaking about the youth only. This is a very generalized discussion. It's a very general topic where parents who are in the 80s and 90s, they still get shouting from their children. If they needed to be changed and given a bath, the sons cannot take any responsibilities to get that done. So they call the caregiver. The so-called person will now come and take care of the parent. All the sawab and all these chances are going, and the person is having far-end meetings to make his business prosper, when that one dua was that link that was supposed to be the reason for his prosperity in his life. Now what goes around comes around. Such parents who are doing this to their children in front of the grandchild who's watching how his dada or dadi or nana or nani being treated, and this father is expecting, I'm investing in my backbone right now. When my backbone is going to get stronger, when this child of mine is going to grow, he's going to take over my business. Yeah, that same child will inshallah take over that business, but he will sell it under the nose of that father. And the business will be forfeited, because we have seen things like this. You know, businesses established on halal rozi, halal sustenance, with efforts. But the grandchildren and great-grandchildren come and they demolish everything because the tarbiyat was lacking, respect was lacking, no other whatsoever. And thus, Ya Sayyidi, we have a bunch of children today. We have a huge, you know, crowd of children, youngsters and youth out there who look nice, who come from good homes, have good parents, but they lack training, simple, basic tarbiyat and training. And this is where we are sitting with a major problem. How do you reform the ummah? How do you reform your community when this is a global issue? And yes, it starts from within our home, Ya Sayyidi.
Absolutely.
Every child out there, or every parent out there who's watching this program right now, we know of the shortfalls of our parents, of our children. For example, I know my child joined the wrong company in school, but I do not want to approach my child and ask him. I know my child swears because he swears at school, for example. But when the same child swears at home, we only want to put chilies in the mouth and warn them for that moment. Are there any other major steps of it that we are taking? Because if a child has a guts to swear when he's 10 in front of the parents, and he doesn't do it once, twice, but several times, how are you expecting that this child is going to be very pious after 15, 16 and 20 years old?
Absolutely. That's the sad reality, actually, you know, that we overlook things when they are young, and one day we can't manage those things at all. So it's important that whilst they are young, if we see anything out of place, then we fix those things.
Sayyidi, ma'am for cutting you. On this note, I want Mohsab to please shed some light on this aspect as well. I mean, The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that, you know, kiss the door of Jannah daily. The hadith says, kiss the door of Jannah. Sahaba Ikram asked how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did state and mentioned, kiss the feet of your mother. It is as if you have kissed the door of Jannah. Then we read a hadith about Jannah being beneath the feet of our parents, right? Alhamdulillah, many viewers out there who are watching this program tonight are very well aware of this hadith. And we often hear it in khutbahs and discourses and so on and so forth. How do we revive the spirit within our homely environment? How do we get this? How do we get to that point, Ya Sayyidi?
I think it's important for children to be educated, number one, on this sort of matter. And those children that are, you know, even if you're a grown adult, but you are still children to your parents, that our parents kissed us and showed us love and showed us affection, alhamdulillah, throughout our upbringing. And we ought to make these things our habits. That when we meet our fathers, when we meet our mothers, at least, yes, mashallah, if Allah bless you, you can kiss their feet and do that. Because that's their maqam. It's such that even if we kiss their feet, it's not sufficient honor and respect. But at least when we meet them, we should kiss their hands. And this is a symbol of honor. It's a symbol of respect. Let me tell you the good fortune that you'll receive if you kiss the hands of your parents. You might think, well, what am I going to get if I just kiss the hand of my parents? At least this much you'll get. That your children will see you honoring your parents and they will honor you as you grow.
Wow.
At least this much you will get. That your children will see you honoring your parents and they will honor you as they grow, because they will realize that my father kissed his father's hand whenever he met him. My mother kissed her mother's hand whenever she met her. And as they grow, they will do the same. They will kiss your hands. And kissing the hand is just a symbol of respect. It's just a symbol of love to say that I honor you, I respect you. As you say, inshallah, I will do, I will try to obey.
On this point here, did you ever see that your dad respecting someone who disrespected him? Any example was I can give, if it's
yes.
possible, if there was an account like that.
MashaAllah, personal experience on this.
Right.
That one of the things that instilled respect for elders in our hearts and respect for our parents in our hearts is that we have seen these situations as well. Parents always... I can't remember my parents telling me, it's just my personal experience I'm sharing, that my parents telling me that you must respect me, you must respect us.
You never ever heard this from daddy or mommy?
I haven't, not that I can remember where they told me, you must respect me. But what I'd seen is, growing up, I had seen them respect elderly people. Any people who were elder than them, they just showed them respect, they showed them love, they showed them mahabbah. No matter what was said to them, they showed respect. And I personally noted as well, times when I've seen that elders might have, you know, said something harsh to them, might have said something that was not honorable to them. And as the child of your parent, if you see anyone say anything, the slightest disrespect to your parent, it burns you. But you see your parent being silent. And why didn't you respond? Even if you ask, why didn't you respond? Why didn't you say anything? They'll tell you that he's elder than me. He's an elderly person.
Wow.
If he says something, we have to forgive it. Overlook it. Never mind. May Allah Ta'ala forgive them. But it is because of their age that they are elder than me, that therefore I shouldn't say anything. It's not the position. May Allah forgive them. When you receive this and when you hear this time and time again, what happens? Instead of you showing that person a point, that it's in front of my child, I will put you right. But instead of doing that, you decide and you say, it's an elder person, let it be. You think that if I showed that person a point, I built a name in front of my child. In fact, if you forgive and you showed respect to the elder, then you have built not just a name, but you've given a tarbiyah, a lesson for life to your child that they will remember when they see others. I want to share something I've seen that was, I've heard of that was heartbreaking, it was sad. I heard something from an elder that mentioned that, you know, some children in the neighborhood were doing something they shouldn't have been doing. And this elder person had scolded them. So when this elder person scolded them, the youngsters, children, they had started behaving harshly to the elder person. And they even threatened or they punched the elder person.
Allahu Akbar.
When I heard this, I just thought, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, in our own upbringing, alhamdulillah. When this elder person went to the father of the child and said that, this is what the child did. He'd sworn at me and he punched me. That the father of the child said, well, I would think that he would, you know, sort his child. He said, well, what did you do to make my child punch you. The moment I heard this, I realized that within a short while, this father will lose control of his child.
Okay.
Because he hadn't taught his child the respect of others. A little while after that, I realized and I came to know that this father can no longer handle his child. What happened? What went wrong? How come you can't handle your child? This is the point at which, Maulana Sahib, people like us come to you. Maulana Sahib, what happened? What can we do? What went wrong? But we never taught our children to respect others. We never taught them to respect elders. Even if elders came with complaints, we stood against the elders in favor of our children. What have we taught our children? If we never taught them to respect elders, we didn't show them respect for elders, the day will come when those children will not respect us as well. And then when they don't respect us, we will say, I gave them everything. Where did I go wrong? What didn't I do? What didn't we do? We didn't practically show them how to respect elders. If an elder comes with a complaint, it's not the point to take the child's side. We have to listen to the elder, respect that elder, maybe even advise our child. Even if sometimes the complaint may not be valid, or it may not be, I'm not saying it's always not valid, but sometimes a complaint might not be valid. It's still not the point to take off with the elder. But what do we need to show our child? We need to show our children that this is an elder and I respect him. I'm being your father, I respect him. Oh, I being your mother, I respect him or I respect her. And in that way, the child is going to learn that my parents, they show respect for elders. And thereafter, you can sit with your child and explain to them in a good way that, you know, maybe the elder could have been wrong, but it's not the point for us to take off. We have to show them adab. So even if your child is right, mashallah, no problem. But you taught the child adab, and one day, the result of this is one day, even if you are wrong, when you grow old, even if you are wrong, your child will show you adab, because that's what you taught them. That even if the elder is wrong, we still show respect. Your child will still show you respect. But if you say, I am right, and I will fix this elder person, then one day your child will also say, I am right and I will fix my father, and I am right and I will fix my mother. And that's the day we're going to hold our head and think again. Big question, famous question. Where did I go wrong? Today we're learning where we're going.
Especially when you see children who are like around 7 and 8 and they tell you with so much of audacity, do you know who's my father? Because it's based on his strength. They are able to talk like that. Yes, Sayyidi, the father's backing me.
And we go a little while ago, if an elder person saw a youngster doing something wrong and he just says, I will tell your father. That was the end.
That was the end of
right?
it.
Right there, the child will beg that, please uncle, I will do better in my life.
Allah,
please just don't tell my father. Because they knew that the fathers would show so much of honor and respect to an elder person that they were not to receive a complaint. Today, if the elder person says, don't do this, he'll say, I will bring my father for you. So this is one of the areas we've gone wrong. I've notice it with teachers as well. We haven't taught our children respect by teaching them the respect of teachers. When a child comes home and says, the teacher did this and the teacher did that and the teacher said this and said that, I'm not saying that all the time, you know, teachers are right. Teachers are also insane. They make mistakes. And even if we need to correct them, there's a way about doing it. But what do we find in today's time? The moment the child complains, teachers have said this, teacher said that. What? How dare they say that? I'm coming tomorrow to school. I'm coming to madrasa tomorrow. I will fix them. I will do this. I will set it right. You just wait and see. Big question. We are taking the side of our children. They're feeling nice. They're feeling powerful. MashaAllah. However, what are we teaching them? Are we teaching them, I will fix those stuff? Are we teaching them that I have the upper hand? Dare my teacher tell me anything? Dare my teacher discipline me? My father and my mother will come and fix my teachers. And when they are watching all of this, my father will fix my teacher, my mother will fix my teacher, they'll come to the stage that they will say, I will fix my parents. And if you don't want that
it happens.
If you don't want that to happen, then ensure that you don't teach them that.
Allah, what a beautiful advice for all the parents out there. Make this intention, inshallah, that you will, you know, answer and you will attend to even the smallest of concerns that you see that's stemming from your children with regards to disrespect, vulgarism, swearing, joining bad company. Don't put a blind eye to this, dear viewers. This is where we go wrong as parents. As children, as the youth out there, as people who have their parents living today, whether you are young, whether you are old, the message is that spend quality time with your parents.
Absolutely.
Not just spending money on them, but rather spend time and make dua for them daily. The Quran has even taught you what dua to make. Allah. Respect them, even when they are wrong, just as Maulana Sahib had stated. Because when you remain silent, dear viewers, that's also another form of adab and respect. Jiha. respect them even if they are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Quran says, don't even say uff. And uff is an expression used in the Quran, whether it's ah, whether it's uff, whether it's opening your big eyes and frightening them, scaring them, causing fear to enter into their hearts, whether it is grinding your teeth, or whether it is revving the car, causing some loud noise, driving fast on the highway to make them get scared, to show them anger. All these are various modern ways of showing anger. So do not do that. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Balance modern life with family life. Remember, your career won't make dua for you in the qabr. A person's career, Masab, will not make dua for him in the qabr. But it is those weakened hands of the mothers that will make a person's future go even more better for him.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. It is the dua of your mother that will do well for you, inshallah. Because phones will come to an end. Ya Sayyidi. Careers will also come to an end. But subhanAllah, the hands of your parents raised in dua for you will keep your future enlivened, inshallah.
You know, Manasar, now that you're talking about technology and phones and so on, that these things are, sometimes they actually keep us away from the parents. I'm just thinking now as well, right? What if we could use these things as well to draw closer to our parents? Because how will our parents give us du'as that's going to take us forward? By us serving them, by us spending time in their company, by us staying connected with them. So let's say we have busy lives, right? It's understandable we have busy lives. So with your busy life, you're out in the day, out at work, you have this receipt and that receipt. What stops us from making a call now and then? What stops us from sending a message now and then? What stops us that if we're passing by their house, we just make a stop to go and make salah?
What do you think is the answer, Masa?
I think nothing stops us except our own excuses. Exactly. I think nothing stops us except our own excuses. We choose where we want to give priority.
Yeah.
Because nothing stopped us to message a friend. Nothing stopped us to make a business deal. Why? Because we prioritize that. We're just lazy. We're just thinking that, I don't need to do this. Oh, why do I have to do this? I have lots of other things to see to. We have a lot of things to see to. Yes, I know that many of us have more things to see to than our 24 hours can accommodate.
Mm.
I know that. We also living in the same dunya. We also have lots of things to see to. It's often more than 24 hours can accommodate. That's the amount of things we have to do. But how come we still see to certain things? Because we prioritize it, isn't it?
Allah,
so if we prioritize a call now and then, a message now and then, a visit now and then, spending some time, if we prioritize these, if you have to find time for them, you will make that your central point and you'll work other things around. I love it. You know, when I think of it, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, children nowadays, including ourselves, you know, all of us, we are in this situation. We have to find and make time for our parents. Mubarak to those who are doing so. But when I think of parents, they didn't find and make time for their children.
Mm.
What they did? Mm. The child, their children, the central point in their lives, they found and made time for everything else.
Mm.
That they said that, I will pick up and drop everything else, but my children I will stand with. My children, I will give them time. My children, I will return to. That how tired they are, they could have, you know, they could have been out on the road, etc. But they came home and spent some time with their children. They still came back to their children. They still fed them. They still saw them off in the morning. They still kissed them before they went out to work. They gave their time. They made that a central point in their lives. For us, you know, as children, we have so many other central points and we are trying to find time for our parents. It is sad, but Alhamdulillah, at least you are trying to find time and at least you are trying to give them time and trying to give attention. Keep trying, inshallah. Life is busy. We understand there are challenges. MashaAllah, for what you have done so far, congratulations. Allah bless you. Allah give you istiqam. Allah bless you. To do better. But it's a fight in life. Zindagi is like this now.
Zindagi is
like this. Life is like this. It's busy. It's a fight. You have to keep trying. We know you are trying and you can do better and you'll keep trying and inshallah you will achieve. Just that, It has become a fight. It has become tiresome. It has become difficult. Just don't give up.
Mm.
The world is difficult. Mm. Our duties are there. Our responsibilities are there. Don't throw the towel in. If you have your parents alive, as much as you can, your last, it's you know, you don't know when's the last. As much as you can do now, as much as you can take their dua, as much as you can give them mahabba, you can give them love, you can give them some time, you can send a message, you can make a call. Do. I intend to do, inshallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, I hope that you intend to do
Mashallah,
it.
Mashallah.
So do inshallah and Allah will open our way.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I also want to use this as an opportunity to congratulate those youngsters, maybe in the youth, maybe in their teenage, or they are, mashallah, young enough and they are working. And they have not even got married. They haven't married because they want to take care of their parents.
Wow.
There are many girls out there who haven't made nikah because I'm scared if I get married, my mother is all alone, there's no one to take care of her.
Allah.
There are many boys out there who haven't made nikah as yet. And they give preference to taking care of their parents over nikah itself.
Wow.
They should be protecting their chastity. Alhamdulillah, this is very important at the same time. Allah Kareem grant them istiqamat and steadfastness. Amen. The fear is that if I'm involved in something else, I'm going to have my attention undivided then, you know? And it's not going to give my mother that respect or that time that I'm giving her now, mm-hmm. than being married. And I know of people, possibly you know of people in this case here, may Allah reward them. Because they have really, you know, opened the minds of people who have both their parents living. And more fortunately to me, you are double, triple lucky if you have your grandparents living.
Wow.
With your parents. You are so lucky. What will open the doors of Jannah is actually the pleasure of your parents.
Wow.
Aapne unko razi kiya na, you made them happy in the dunya, bas wo darwaze aapke liye khul jayenge inshallah.
Subhanallah.
The doors will open, your path will open for you. Look at Uwais Qarni radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. In so many narrations his dhikr and he's mentioning his presence, subhanallah. How much he took care of his mother and how proud the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of him. Mentioning to his sahaba ikram, speaking to his companions about Uwais Qarni radiyallahu anhu. Don't you desire to any portion of that as well by showing respect and love to your mother, to your parents, to both of them. So, aaj ke baad se hum niyat karte inshallah. Let's make a firm intention. Let's start from here inshallah azza wa jalla, that I would now look at them with merciful gaze inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jiha. I think this is a starting point for all of us, you know. Whenever we're going to see and look at them, whenever we're going to glance at them, let's make intention now. The moment I see them, I'm going to leave all of that behind me, what they stopped me from, what they don't want me to do in my life, what they're blocking me from. Leave all those negatives aside. And look at them with this vision that these are my Jannah, my paradise.
Subhanallah. Sir, we always, you know, sometimes when we know what we get in exchange for something, so we feel more motivated.
Allah.
If we look towards our parents with much merciful gaze, what we get?
And accepted Hajj, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
And accepted Hajj, Hajjun Mabrur. For the one who looked at them with love and affection, please stay tuned with Madinah Channel. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If parents out there watching, forgive your children today, inshallah. Make them mu'af and allow for them to prosper in their future.
Inshallah.
And for children who are watching, seek forgiveness from your parents. Ask Allah azza wa jalla for mu'afi as well. Until next time, keep smiling. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Reformation of Ummah, Reformation of Ummah.